Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. A police shooting near Des Moines, Iowa early this morning. Two officers were killed, allegedly by a suspect now in custody. A middle-aged man by the name of Scott Michael Green. He's white, and that's one of the few confirmed details in this case.
It doesn't look like there was any interaction between these officers and whoever the coward is that shot him while they sat in their cars. That's the best we got that we can explain the scene right now.
It's Police Sergeant Paul Parizak, spokesman at a news conference earlier today. The incident has closed schools in the Des Moines suburb of Urbandale and canceled a Clinton campaign event scheduled for today. Clay Masters is the Morning Edition host and a reporter for Iowa Public Radio. He's been covering the story. Clay, how on edge is the community right now?
Well, the community is pretty on edge. As you said, they have taken into custody 46-year-old Scott Michael Green. He's a white male. He was located west of Des Moines in Iowa's Dallas County by the Dallas County Sheriff's Office and the Iowa State Patrol. They have him in custody right now. They're going to be questioning him, and they did identify the officers in a press conference today. Urbandale, which is a suburb of Des Moines, Officer Justin Martin was the first officer killed, as well as Des Moines Police Officer Anthony or Tony Bimineo.
Does this appear to be connected to any sort of confrontation with police in the Des Moines area? Does this Mr. Green have any context for this shooting?
Well, Urbandale police have issued trespass issues to Green in the past. He's threatened to sue Urbandale schools. There is a video out there that many news organizations, it's a YouTube account that is linked to Green, where he was kicked out of a high school football game last month, claiming his civil rights were violated when he was asked to leave the school's property for displaying a Confederate flag while in the stands. Now, this, I haven't seen if this has been completely confirmed, but there are a lot of fingers pointing to this YouTube video that has surfaced out there.
But that YouTube video doesn't affiliate him with a particular movement that would be associated with Confederate flags in Iowa or armed militia.
No, this is an isolated incident.
And given that it is an isolated incident, what are police doing to, attempt to, you know, keep security? I know that schools are closed, and I know a campaign event was canceled, but there's no indication that this had anything to do with the campaign.
No, and the police department is saying that this man acted alone. Just to go over what happened again, it was just after 1 o'clock in the morning that shots were fired in Urbandale and police officers were called. The first officer was found shot to death in his police cruiser. This is near that high school that we just mentioned, and this is a small suburb. And about 20 minutes later, another officer, this time a Des Moines police officer, was shot and killed in a patrol car. And while they're two different communities, these killings happened about 2 miles apart. In this neighborhood, it's a mainly residential neighborhood. Both of the shootings happened on some pretty well-traveled main roads in Urbandale and Des Moines.
And so based on those circumstances you just told me, there was a period of time when this fellow was walking on the streets of Urbandale with a gun.
Yeah, and he was apprehended driving away, and this was he was caught in the next county to the west. So still awaiting details on further information about that.
Clay Masters is Morning Edition host and a reporter for Iowa Public Radio. He's been covering the story of a police shooting, two officers dead in a suburb of Des Moines. Clay, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.